This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeff Horwich. If you commute to work this morning, how are you getting there? The American Public Transportation Association says lots more of us are taking the bus or the train these days. Today, the APTA puts out its latest transit ridership report, and CEO Michael Malanafy is here to talk about it. Good morning.
Good morning. Good to talk with you.
So break it down for me. Around the country, what are you seeing?
For the sixth straight quarter, we're seeing great ridership increases in public transportation across the country. We're seeing big increases in heavy rail, light rail, commuter rail, bus, demand response, even trolley buses. What we're seeing across the country is as jobs are coming back, people are flocking to transit and using that as their mode of transport.
It seems to me there might also be another effect here, which is in tough economic times, people are looking for more affordable ways to get around. So they may be using the bus instead of their cars. Do you expect people are going to dip away from transit as the economy continues to get better?
Well, Jeff, it's a great question. Certainly as gas prices rose, it drives people to try transit. And we saw huge swings in gas prices, obviously a lot of volatility. Gas prices are a double-edged sword for public transit operators because they also use fuel. And so while more people are coming to transit, their budgets are being strained as well. Fully 80% of our systems across the country have either raised fares, cut service, or done both. But the good story here is that as people try transit, when they go to it because of gas prices, they try it and they stay. Gas prices fell 50 cents in the second quarter, yet transit ridership continued to go up. The other thing I think is really important to touch on is last year there were 28 local tax elections for transit, and 22 of those passed. It's a 79% passage rate in one of the toughest economic times in our country.
Okay, so clearly you're an advocate for transit. We're hearing a lot of positive things from you. Is there anything, though, that you are concerned about?
Well, what's a positive is the Congress passed MAP 21, a two-and-a-half-year national transportation bill. So we have some stabilized funding for a 27-month period. But we have a need to invest in infrastructure across this country. Many of our transit systems are aging, and we've got to make a big investment in state of good repair so that we can make sure we've got safe, reliable capacity for people to ride these systems as more and more of them get back into the workforce and ride transit to get to work.
Michael Malanafy, President and CEO of the American Public Transportation Association, thank you.
Thank you very much, Jeff, and have a great day.